across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So, regular listeners of Cambridge 105 Radio will know the name Jamie Mountford, and I've no doubt that soon enough many more will too. 3 months ago, Jamie went into partnership to become head chef at the Eltersley in Eltersley, and it's already gaining a fantastic reputation for great food in a friendly, welcoming atmosphere. Having worked in various places, such as the tavern at the Park Tavern at University Arms, before that, Bedford Lodge, he's also had a stint at the Cookery School here in Cambridge as well. He's been building up his skills and being classically trained as well. But Jamie is now fulfilling his dream of running his own kitchen and putting together his own menus with a great team. And I went along last week to catch up with him to see how he's getting on. You've been here 3 months now, so how did it come about for you?
The Eltersley, I met up with the directors, so there's a couple of directors behind me who own the business, and they want to see their village pub succeed and be very successful with food and accommodating the locals, really. So we spoke. They knew I was after something of my own, and they offered me this position, which I'm very thankful for, really.
Yeah, because you've been, up to now you were previously at the Bedford Lodge, and then you went to the University Arms, and then went into the Cookery School as well. So all of that's kind of built up your experience, and now you're kind of bringing it all together. How does it feel for you to basically have your dream, really? You're in charge of the staff and the menu all that sort of thing.
It's just amazing, going from Bedford Lodge, where I was 40% of my time was in the kitchen and 60% was in the office doing paperwork, then going from that and to the University Arms and doing massive numbers like Bedford Lodge, and then going on to the Cookery School, and we actually came back to hands-on and reteaching myself how to bake.
Yeah.
So, we do homemade sourdoughs here, croissants, we do bacon croissants, sausage rolls, everything. Everything is 100% made fresh here, including ice creams, sorbets. And it's fantastic to just wake up in the morning and get in the car and just have a big smile on my face, to just knowing that I'm going to enjoy my day.
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm laughing, I'm smiling, because we were just chatting earlier and you were saying, being in the village setting, coming from the Cookery School, and you started doing cinnamon buns, and you just said it just didn't go down very well with the villagers. So, and there was a big sort of like outcry, really. So tell me about that. What was the issue there?
The issue was, we're not based in the city and we don't really have a lot of hipsters around here. So, we're doing cinnamon buns and homemade croissants, rich plain flavour. They weren't selling. I was throwing them mainly in the bin because I don't like to reuse them the next day because it just goes stale. So the sous chef, McGraham, he had a bright idea of doing sausage rolls, homemade sausage rolls, which we did at Bedford Lodge on the afternoon teas. So we make these with pork mince, apple, shallots, garlic, and then what we do is wrap them in Serrano ham, and then we steam them to make a sausage. And then what we do is wrap it in puff pastry and bake it, and they're absolutely amazing, and we're selling out. I'm baking 20 a day at the moment, and it's just so hard to keep up with the demand, and these are on sale on our bar along with homemade pork pies, homemade pork scratching, and they seem to, the locals love it. So goodbye cinnamon buns, hello pork crackling.
Absolutely, good old fashioned pub grub, but done well.
Done very well.
You've given me your menu here, and you've actually printed on the front of it the philosophy of the Eltersley, sort of sophisticated food in a homey atmosphere, and it's talking about providing quality pub food in a really friendly setting where the front of house are just as important as the people in the kitchen, and it's just about the whole atmosphere, and it seems to be going down really well. You're getting fantastic reviews at the moment.
The reviews are amazing. We've been very welcomed into the village, the locals are loving it. We do daily specials, we're getting some fantastic reviews, and I'm really happy that what we've got here is we've got a unique team which is more of a family than a team. So if we're struggling in the kitchen, they'll come in and help us in the kitchen. If they're struggling out front, we'll send somebody out to collect glasses. We do sit down before service and have a good chat, and if we can get time to have something to eat, because it's so busy at the moment, we will sit down and be a little family and talk about things.
Teamwork makes a dream work, Jamie?
Indeed, it does.
But what's really important to you, and you, I'm guessing,
It's easy to start out with good intentions, but for you, provenance is absolutely key, right? So looking at supporting local businesses, farmers and butchers, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me more about that.
So basically, I had a Lithuanian van turn-up the other day, recommended by a local restaurant to myself, in which I had to tell him to, I'm sorry, mate, we don't use anything that's not local. You know, this van had come overseas overnight and try and sell me Lithuanian produce, which I'm not against. It was great produce and it was very cheap, but that's not supporting local business. And this is what we aim to do at the Elsley. You know, we are into using Cambridge asparagus when that's in season. You know, I'm using a local butcher who only supplies us, and that's us supporting him in St. Neots, you know, and we're giving him quite a lot of business and he's very happy with that. But it's very important that you've got to treat your local suppliers as part of the team as well and make them aware of what you're doing with their ingredients, because it makes them feel proud to do what they actually do as well. Mm. So it's great to network with them and they actually spread the word of your business even more. So it's all about local people, using local people.
And all about networking as well, networking. Not just with the producers, but also with other restaurants as well. And you've actually got something coming up in September, which is teaming up with the Montaz from Newmarket. Yeah. So tell me more about that.
So me and the directors sat down and we said, you know, we're here for the locals, you know, let's do events throughout the year, do one once a month. In November, we're doing a Guy Fawkes competition. So the local villagers, we're asking them to make a Guy Fawkes, put it in your garden for the day, and people will come around and judge it in the village. And then we'll do Bangers and Mash on the night. And then you win the competition winners will win a free meal at the Elsley. And then I said, I really want to do a curry night, but how am I going to make it very interesting? I mean, I'm a chef, I'm French, Italian trained, London trained. I don't know much about Indian cuisine. I love Indian cuisine because I don't know much about it. And I love actually mixing flavours with Western flavours, you know, like doing sticky rice with scallops and beer batter scraps, you know, and coriander pesto, so to speak. And that's my style. So I got in touch with Montaz at Newmarket, and which is very well supported by Daniel Clifford, who's got the Midsummer House. It's one of his favourite restaurants. And we met, say, about 2 years ago, just networking in a networking meeting. And the best thing about them was, you know, I met up with them, I said hello, and they didn't just seem very quiet, very calm, nothing to boast about. And I absolutely loved it. And I went to the restaurant and I was blown away. It was absolutely fantastic. The service was amazing. Everything was well presented. The food was delicious. So I rang Ziggy, I like to call him, at Montaz. I said, do you fancy coming doing a pop-up night with me at the Elsley? And he was like, no, can't do that, Jay. You know, your food's far superb and this, that, the other. I was like, no, mate, you know, your food's great. Let's team up and do something. Mm. So we've created the Montaz menu. We're creating it on the 10th of September, halfway to being fully booked, £45 for a tasting menu. And then we're doing Asian beer flight. So you get a different flavor Asian beer with each course, but that's optional. You don't have to have that. And yeah, they're coming along and they're bringing their Indian chefs. We don't have what they call a tandoor oven. Yeah. To do the naan breads in. So we've pumped the heat up on the pizza oven, and then they came over the other day actually and we practiced the naan breads in the pizza oven, which he was really worried about. Didn't think it was gonna work, but I said, just calm down, just let's concentrate. And it worked really well.
I suppose the mechanics are sort of similar though anyway, because it's stonework and, you know, that's what they do. They try and stick it to the sides and stuff.
So. And it was amazing though, because we gave it to the locals. Locals tried, yeah. They loved it. So, they, you know, we're halfway to being fully booked. And, you know, what we get out of it is we enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
It's our lifestyle. It's our passion. It's our hobby. And
you know, learning as well, because you're learning a different cuisine at the same time. You're seeing how they're doing something. And
well, this is the thing is, I said I wanted to do the dessert. Yeah. I said that I want my name on the dessert, so they gave me a dessert and I've got to recreate it in the Elsley style, you know, right. Jamie style. It's going to be a bit off the wall, but it's going to be the wow presentation, and it's going to be East meets West, so yeah, it's going to be fun.
And you've got, I mean, it is a lovely, beautiful setting. It's very sort of rustic and sort of country, really. That's the thing about it. And talking about the various events as well, I loved it. You opened the secret door earlier and it reveals a sort of a chapel area where you host weddings and stuff as well. And you were just saying it's been a real success story, really.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is the busiest August that the business has ever seen. You know, we're going off previous owners and so on. Yeah, we've done 3 or 4 weddings. We've got one coming up next week. And they've all loved it. You know, we had a great father of the groom. He was loving it, absolutely loving it at the weekend. And he even helped out with waiting on. He was that much of a control freak, but great and loving it. You know, he was part of the team at the same time. The customers are becoming part of the team. But yeah, he really enjoyed it. And everybody seems to be loving the fact that, you know, we can do 60 people all at once. You know, we've got, you know, the directors have given me a fantastic team that can support that level of business coming in, you know. Friday and Saturdays, you know, we can have anything between 10 to 20 booked in the morning. We can be fully booked by the end of the night. It's fantastic. And then also we do, so you've got the wedding side, which we are really pushing for next year. And then you have the chapel, you can get married here or just do reception. And then also we have a hog roast machine where people come and have the hog roast and a party. And yeah, we cater for that really. So on Sunday we've got Sunday roast dinners on in the restaurant, and then outside in the garden we've got 100 people having a hog roast.
Lovely. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And the business partners here are actually farmers themselves, yeah. And you've just given me 2 ostrich eggs, so now I'm going to have to decide exactly what I'm going to do with those.
We've got the ostriches on the farm. So the farmers will bring them down, and we'll mix them up, make an omelette with them.
Yeah.
Stick a bit of spinach, black truffle, and a bit of parmesan in there, and stick that on the lunch menu. And then people love it. You know, we stick that on £8, and people are happy with that. Yeah. What we do, we don't actually have a lunch menu here. What we have is a full menu. But what we do is we go through what we can get for the next day, and then create a lunch menu around that.
Mm.
So we have the specials on, and then what we do is we make our own sourdough bread, and then we'll put 3 different types of sandwiches on, different every day, and then we'll offer that to the customers that come in. And then also, like saying about the ostrich eggs, you know,
yeah.
it's just making sure that the customers know that everything is fresh
and local.
And local.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great to catch up with you, and I mean, hopefully. You know, the engine night sells out, and sure it will.
It will.
And all the other events that you're doing, and it will just go from strength to strength. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
We'll have to meet up in 6 months.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Jamie. No Cheers.
Worries.
Yeah, it was really, really lovely to catch up with Jamie and hear all about it. And there are still tickets available for the Indian night, so do get yourself on the list for that. And those ostrich eggs, they were intriguing, I have to say. Very intriguing. Right, let's go and take a look and see what's happening out on the roads and the trains as well. I'll update you. And then after that, we'll have another band who are on the list for the audience choice at the NMG Awards.